from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A week after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet, sparking tensions, U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for a de-escalation between the countries and a unified front on the Syrian conflict. He said, "We have an all-common enemy, and that is ISIL, and I want to make sure we focus on that threat. I want to make sure we remain focused on the need to bring about some sort of political resolution in Syria." The U.S. president spoke Tuesday after talks with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on the sidelines of the United Nations Climate Conference. The meeting took place a week after Turkey shot down an Su-24 fighter jet, saying the Russian aircraft had entered its airspace. Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front fighters released a group of 16 Lebanese soldiers Tuesday as part of an exchange brokered by Qatar. Militants from Nusra and the Islamic State group captured about 25 soldiers during an August 2014 attack on Arsal, that's a town in northeastern Lebanon near the Syrian border. The militants killed 10 Lebanese soldiers during the attack and several others they captured in a raid. Tuesday's exchange included Lebanon freeing a number of prisoners. Nusra also returned the body of one soldier it had killed. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday that a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led to pilots taking actions that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus A320's flight control system had cracked a soldier joint that set off alarms. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day Tuesday by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to those living with HIV. The UN Health Agency says about 16 million of the 37 million people living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, are currently taking the combination of drugs and that universal use is the way to end the AIDS epidemic within a generation. It cited studies that show people who start the treatment shortly after acquiring the virus are less likely to transmit it to others while staying healthier themselves. Meanwhile, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is warning that Asia-Pacific nations are facing a sharp rise in the incidence of HIV among adolescents. Ron Corbett reports.
The UN Children's Fund UNICEF report, backed by 2 years of research, says increasing HIV infections among adolescents has triggered alarms of a new epidemic. Wing Sai Cheng, a regional UNICEF advisor on HIV and AIDS, says the cause for concern lies with the dramatic 120% increase in deaths among adolescents since 2000. The report says while the vast majority of people under the age of 20 are at low risk for HIV, the prevalence is extremely high, double digits, among key adolescent populations in Hanoi, Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Mumbai and cities in China. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The International Monetary Fund added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies Monday. It's a move that gives new status to the world's second leading economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said the decision is an important milestone in the integration of the Chinese economy into the global financial system.
The basket will now include those five currencies: the US dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound, and the renminbi. And it will clearly better represent the international community based on those two criteria of trade and of freely usable currency.
The action, meanwhile, takes effect next October. A court in the Philippines has convicted a U.S. Marine of killing a transgender Filipino woman in a hotel northwest of Manila last year. The court said Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was guilty of homicide for strangling 26-year-old Jennifer Laud and sentenced him up to 12 years in jail. The killing in the city ignited anti-American protests and calls by left-wing and national groups for the Philippines to end military agreements with the United States. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.